80,945 to 75. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. These numbers say the public is strongly opposed to a new proposal from Nestle. The company wants to be able to pump a lot more water out of the ground in West Michigan. It wants to bottle and sell it under its Ice Mountain brand. The State Department of Environmental Quality got a record number of public comments on that proposal. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith is here with me now. Remind us, what does Nestle want to do?
Nestle is already the largest water bottler in Michigan. They already can pump 250 gallons per minute from a well near Everett, Michigan. Now, Nestle wants a new permit that would allow the company to pump 400 gallons of water a minute. But more than 80,000 people wrote in asking the state to reject the new permit. Only 75 comments were in favor. Matt Gamble, the DEQ supervisor who's coordinating all the folks responsible for this decision, says usually they read and respond to each comment.
But that's clearly not practical in this case. We'd still be doing it if we were going to take it one comment at a time. So we had to have some way to capture the concerns of the public in a way that we could do before the end of the decade.
So DEQ devised a plan. They read through several thousand public comments first. They came up with 14 themes. Themes like environmental damage or people want a public vote on the permit. Even we don't think the DEQ is objective. Then they hired a bunch of temporary workers to read through all the comments and mark any of the 14 themes that applied. The interesting thing to me was the top three themes by far are corporate greed versus people and the environment, two, water is not for profit, and three, worries about privatizing water. And about 40,000 people wrote about each of those concerns.
So are those sentiments something that the DEQ is considering in its decision?
Yeah, I mean, Gamble says the DEQ is considering those comments under something he calls the reasonable use part of the evaluation. But not all of these comments about privatizing water and corporate greed are going to fit into that.
We got a lot of those. And some comments, you open them up and it says, just say no. And that's just not... You know, we're not making a yes or no decision. That's not what we're being asked to make.
Gamble says it's more complicated than a yes or a no. The DEQ is evaluating whether Nestle's request meets the letter of the law. And if it does, he says they've got to approve it.
And that's the end of it. We don't have the power to say no arbitrarily. We can't just say no for reasons that aren't attached to the law.
They can't say no, even if the vast majority of the public wants them to.
The comment period for this proposal ended almost a year ago. Do we know why it's taken so long to review this permit, other than it's complicated and controversial?
Complicated for sure. There's a bunch of different state employees from two different departments weighing in on this decision. Plus, there's several citizens groups and native tribes with an interest. Plus, the type of permit Nestle wants, that's new. So it's the first time the agency has gone through this particular permitting process. Plus, the comments. I mean, it took 5 months to get through the comments. It's unlike anything the DEQ has ever seen before.
So how much longer will we have to wait for a decision?
The question, right? Gamble would not commit to a time frame, but says it's fair to say the state's experts are getting closer to a consensus.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay.
No problem.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.